Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Ben Winder, and today is Thursday, December 16th. Right now, we're going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we'll be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you'll also hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Our scripture today comes from Jeremiah 42. So if you have your copy of scripture, let's begin. Then all the army officers, including Johanan, son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, son of Hoshaniah, and all the people from least to the greatest, approached Jeremiah the prophet and said to him, "Please hear our petition and pray to the Lord your God for this entire remnant. For as you now see, though we were once many, now only a few are left. Pray that the Lord your God will tell us where we should go and what we should do." "I have heard you," replied Jeremiah the prophet, "and I will certainly pray to the Lord your God as you have requested. I will tell you everything the Lord says and will keep nothing back from you." Then they said to Jeremiah, "May the Lord be a true and faithful witness against us if we do not act in accordance with everything the Lord your God sends you to tell us. Whether it is favorable or unfavorable, we will obey the Lord our God to whom we are sending you, so that it will go well with us, for we will obey the Lord our God." 10 days later, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. So he called together Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him, and all the people from the least to the greatest. He said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your petition, says. If you stay in this land, I will build you up and not tear you down. I will plant you and not uproot you. For I have relented concerning the disaster I have inflicted on you. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, whom you now fear. Do not be afraid of him, declares the Lord. For I am with you and will save you and deliver you from his hands. I will show you compassion so that he will have compassion on you and restore you to your land. However, if you say, 'We will not stay in this land,' and so disobey the Lord your God, and if you say, 'No, we will go and live in Egypt, where we will not see war or hear the trumpet or be hungry for bread,' then hear the word of the Lord, you remnant of Judah. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. If you are determined to go to Egypt, and you do go to settle there, then the sword you fear will overtake you there, and the famine you dread will follow you into Egypt, and there you will die. Indeed, all who are determined to go to Egypt to settle there will die by the sword, famine, and plague. Not one of them will survive or escape the disaster I will bring on them. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. As my anger and wrath have been poured out on those who lived in Jerusalem, so will my wrath be poured out on you when you go to Egypt. You will be a curse and an object of horror, a curse and an object of reproach. You will never see this place again. Remnant of Judah, the Lord has told you, do not go to Egypt. Be sure of this. I warn you today that you made a fatal mistake when you sent me to the Lord your God and said, 'Pray to the Lord our God for us. Tell us everything he says and we will do it.' I have told you today, but you still have not obeyed the Lord your God and all he sent me to tell you. So now be sure of this. You will die by the sword, famine, and plague in the place where you want to go to settle." There's something about human nature that loves shortcuts. There are endless lists of life hacks on the internet to make life easier and more efficient. The mantra, "work smarter, not harder," is not without merit. If something is equally effective when done in a more efficient manner, there seems little good reason to press on with the more difficult path. Yet there is a fine line between finding true, helpful shortcuts and falling prey to modern-day snake oil salesmen. Unfortunately, there is still no pill that undoes the need for a balanced diet and exercise. As of yet, a process for instantly downloading decades of education into our brains has not been found. Becoming like Jesus still takes what Eugene Peterson called a long obedience in the same direction. There is no shortcut to spiritual maturity. With the exile bearing down on them in this chapter, God's people believe they have found a shortcut, a loophole to escape 70 years in Babylon. If they head off to the prosperous land of Egypt, they think they can avoid the exile to Babylon and enjoy the abundance of life in Egypt, avoiding the war and famine they know is coming their way. To their credit, they decide to run this plan by God via the prophet Jeremiah. The response comes back, making clear their shortcut isn't the flawless plan they hoped it was. In fact, God makes it clear that going to Egypt is a very bad plan. Exile will not be pleasant, but it is God's will and way for them. God is going to use exile to shape them into the people God desires them to become. Jeremiah makes it clear that sometimes God calls us into difficult situations because through them we are refined and molded. Beware of anyone who sells easy shortcuts to following the way of Jesus. We are called to take up our cross and follow Jesus along the narrow path. It is under the weight of the cross, along that narrow way, when we go the way God has invited us to go, to the places and people God has called us, that we find life. Even when it is difficult, when we follow the way of Jesus, we find an easy yoke and a light burden. God knows better than us the way to abundant life. Sometimes this is not in the obvious places, but in the places we least want to go. For God is often at work in the hard places, and we're invited to join God there.